What's up, sunshine? It's Friday. Hope you're having an awesome day. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. And let's give a shout out to the upgrade to our wall of friends. This is what it's all about. The best viewers in news. I see you, Madison Bulldogs. So much creativity and fun. Go Whalers! And shout out to Lisa, our news associate, making this thing sing. Look at that art right there. McKinnon Middle School is representing today. And as Dixon Middle School would say, it's time for this show to take off. All right, we begin with an update on the United States and Israel's war with Iran and its continued impact on the global energy supply chain. Oil prices rose this week after U.S. President Donald Trump announced there is currently no set deadline for ending the war with Iran. It comes after diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and Iran again stalled earlier this week. And although the current ceasefire remains in place, hopes of an imminent resolution to the wider conflict have dimmed. Both the U.S. and Iran are continuing to vie for control over that critical Strait of Hormuz, the waterway responsible for shipping roughly one-fifth of the world's daily oil supply. Iran says it's received the first revenue from ships passing through the waterway, despite an ongoing U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports. Some analysts say that the blockade has so far only disrupted, not completely shut down, Iran's oil industry. Our Brian Abel has more on how this fight for control of the strait could influence any further potential peace talks.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they've seized two ships in the Strait of Hormuz and moved them to Iranian waters, while Iran's state media says a third Greek-owned vessel is now disabled off Iran's coast after reportedly being targeted by the IRGC. The claim's not independently verified, but the UK's Maritime Traffic Organization previously said two container ships were hit by fire.
Now they are basically a bargaining chip for the Iranians. They're coming into these potential talks with ships in their possession.
The escalations come hours after the ceasefire deadline between the U.S. and Iran was set to expire. But by Tuesday afternoon, President Donald Trump announced he would extend the ceasefire at the request of Pakistan until Iran submits a proposal and talks conclude, quote, one way or the other, calling Iran's government seriously fractured following the U.S.'s targeted attacks on leadership.
The problem is that through these decapitation campaigns and the fact that Mujtaba is seriously injured, there isn't a final decider.
Trump didn't offer a new deadline, though sources say he plans to give Iran a limited time frame for a unified proposal. While the ceasefire continues, with the ball now in Iran's court and a resolution unclear,
I think we're at a very precarious position and it could go either way, really.
The U.S. says it will continue its naval blockade of Iranian vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Action that Tehran says must end before Iran will negotiate.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Where's the vault containing seeds of tens of thousands of Earth's crops in case something were to wipe out the planet's food supply? North Sentinel Island, India. Svalbard, Norway. Giza, Egypt. Or Denver, Colorado. Deep in an icy mountain in Svalbard is the global sea vault with a myriad of seeds. If disaster strikes, natural, man-made, or something out of a sci-fi movie, those seeds could reboot our food supply. The Arctic region around the North Pole is heating up about four times faster than the global average. Scientists call it Arctic amplification. In a way, it's like the planet's AC is breaking down while the heater keeps cranking. On Earth Day, our Bill Weir went to Svalbard, Norway to learn more about melting glaciers, shrinking sea ice, and the chain reaction effect in the Arctic Circle.
We're around 79 degrees north in this beautiful chain of islands called Svalbard, the cold edge, as it were, and it's one of the most unique places in the world. One, because it's heating up much faster than the rest of the world, and is giving us a glimpse of what climate change looks like in the near future for the rest of the Arctic as well. But I've been meeting with these scientists who spend their lives up here trying to understand the changes of these glaciers that are going away, the sea ice melting, the North Pole could be ice-free within 25 years or so. And one in particular, Hedda Admundsen, a Norwegian glaciologist, was really frustrated by what's going on and really hoping people this Earth Day look at the signs and take notice. Here's a little sample with her.
This is all connected, right? The California is connected to the Arctic and it's connected by the oceans. And what happens in the oceans is what drives climate change up here. And what happens up here impacts the rest of the world. It's like we need to wake up globally and understand that this is not something that just impacts the Arctic. It impacts everybody. if you think oil and gas is expensive now, wait until the Arctic melts.
Right now it's really tense, and Norway, which has generally been wide open to their neighbors, starting to tighten up. You see their military ships around more. They're trying to exert their sovereignty, taking the boats away from other foreign residents right now. So the Arctic, a hot spot in more ways than one.
Over the past two decades, Spotify has remixed the music industry, from preventing piracy and illegal downloads to curating personal playlists and global hits. To mark Spotify's 20th birthday, our Claire Sebastian breaks down how the streaming giant grew to hundreds of millions of users, transformed how artists reach audiences, and sparked ongoing debates about pay, power, and the future of music.
This April marks 20 years since Spotify was founded. The streaming giant has amassed more than 750 million monthly active users, changing the music industry forever. So in the spirit of Spotify Wrapped, let's break down the company's impact. In the early 2000s, digital music downloads like iTunes were emerging. But by 2008, around 95% of all music downloads were pirated. Spotify had a goal: make legal streaming easier than piracy, bringing revenue back to the industry. Now, subscription streaming makes up 70% of global recorded music income. Last year, Spotify paid out more than $11 billion in artist royalties, but it has faced criticism for not paying artists enough. In 2014, Taylor Swift famously boycotted the platform for 3 years in protest. Spotify has helped make music global. Last year, Spotify's top 50 songs globally included tracks in 16 different languages. In 2018, Spotify went public and now hovers around a market cap of $100 billion. 10 years ago, the company launched Spotify Wrapped, a data-driven summary of users' listening habits. In the final quarter of last year, the promotion helped bring in a record 38 million new users. Spotify's 20th anniversary marks the start of a new era.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. More than 1,000 hopefuls putting their best foot forward at Radio City Music Hall, chasing a spot with the legendary Rockettes since 1932. They've been kicking it on stage in New York City. This tryout consists of learning a short routine, then performing with precision, power, and perpetual smiles. Dancers from 43 states and 20 countries like Amina Renee de Jesus are hoping to become part of this rich history of the iconic group.
There was one little hiccup I had, but I didn't even let the hiccup get me. Like, I put up my kicks extra high. The last pose, I made sure I really milked it.
This audition is all about getting a leg up in the industry by matching the Rockettes' standard, making coordination and athleticism look easy with smiles that just don't quit. From Rockettes to rock stars, you. Shout out to Miss Martyr on her final day at Ligon Magnet Middle School in Raleigh, North Carolina. Brooklyn is about to get brighter, and your students want you to know how much they'll miss you. I see you, little blues. And this shout out goes to Mrs. Taylor at the Pittman Center in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Your art and 3D printouts are headed straight to our wall of friends. Not air? Play that Friday music. Go out, make someone smile. You never know when or how, but you may be the spark of joy someone needs. Making an awesome weekend. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.